Hey guys, this is Steve. I want to talk to you today about an accusation that is often made against the Catholic Church. If you were to look at a Jack T. Chick track or go to, an anti-Catholic website or listen to an evangelical sermon about Catholics, it's pretty widely believed that the Catholic Church kept the Bible from people. That throughout the Middle Ages, they basically hid the Bible away, didn't allow people to read it, wouldn't let them, wouldn't let them see for themselves what it said. And then once the Reformation happened, then everyone started reading the Bible and started realizing that what the Catholic Church told them was not in the Bible. And so now we've restored the original faith through the Protestant Reformation. And that's just not true. All points of that are not true. It's not true that what the Catholic Church teaches is not in the Bible. It's very much in the Bible, and we'll go through that in some other videos. But I want to focus in on, did the Catholic Church keep the Bible from people? And again, like I said, the answer to that is no. And I'm going to go through that and show you why that's not true. First of all, from the beginning of human history until probably a couple of hundred years ago, 90% of any population did not know how to read. It would have been considered ludicrous for someone who was a baker or a blacksmith or a tanner or whatever to actually go get educated and learn how to read. In the Middle Ages, and again before then, what would happen is a person, a man, would start his apprenticeship with whatever it was that he was going to do for the rest of his life, probably when he was 12 years old. And then that's what he was going to do. And he would learn how to do that job. And so any writing or what have you would be curtailed strictly to that job. The only people who knew how to read were the clergy and the nobility, the actual rich people. And, Scripture, the Bible was made available to them. And then the second point I would like to make with this is, it's not like today. It was not like today. It is today back then. There was no printing press for until 400 or 500 years ago. And up until that point, to make a copy of the Bible in monasteries, they had a room. It's called a scriptorium. And it would be filled with monks just copying the Bible. And it would take them months, even years, to produce one copy of the Bible. So books were rare, very rare. If we were to translate that into today's money, it would be one book, one Bible would cost about $100,000. So because it was not re books were not readily available, it was just not practical to make enough for everyone to have one because there was no printing press, and the fact that 90% of the people couldn't read anyway, it wasn't practical. There was no need. But it's not like the Catholic Church did not make scripture available to the public and people who couldn't read. For one thing, there was areas in the church that they would display the Bibles so that anyone could go and read them. Now they did chain them, and that's another accusation that's made against the Catholic Church. Well, you chain the Bibles to the churches because you didn't want people to have it. Well, actually, they chained them the Bibles for the same reason that when you go to the bank and you fill out your deposit slip, the PIN has a chain on it too, because they don't want you stealing it. They want to keep it there so that other people can use it, and that's the reason why the church would chain the Bibles to the tables in those areas so that someone wouldn't walk off with this very expensive, very rare, and hard to make book for themselves, and that it could actually stay there for everyone else. The second way that they made scripture available to the masses was through art. Depictions of biblical scenes, whether it be the crucifixion or Christ carrying the cross or the Archangel Gabriel going to Mary. Art was all over the place in the churches, in stained glass windows, in sculptures. That was one way that they made, excuse me, one way that they made the stories of the Bible available to them. Excuse me. And then the final way is the fact that if you go to a Catholic service, which is called the Mass, you're going to have the Bible read to you. And that's the way it has been since the very beginning. Sometimes depending on what time period you're in, it would either be one Old Testament reading and then a New Testament reading, and then, or an Old Testament reading, New Testament reading, and a gospel. You'd either have two or three, but it'd either be a gospel and then another reading, or Old Testament, New Testament, gospel. But the fact of the matter is, if you were to go to Mass every day, within like 3 years, you're going to have the majority of the Bible read to you. And that's, again, that's the way it's always been. So we read the Bible to those people who could not read. So this accusation, this charge against the Catholic Church that it tried to keep Scripture and the Bible away from people is just demonstrably false. You can, for one, just use your logic and reason. And if you do a little bit of research, you'll find out that, as I said, in the Catholic Church service, which we call the Mass, they've had Scripture reading throughout the Mass, and that's the way it's always been. In fact, the whole point to deciding what books would and would not be considered Scripture was to decide which books were appropriate to be read in the Mass. That was the whole reason to say these books should be there and all the others shouldn't. That's the whole reason that the Catholic Church made that decision that everyone adheres to now, at least when it comes to the New Testament. So that's it. I just wanted to kind of address that issue, and hopefully you've learned something. Thank you.